Hey guys, it's your host Sebastian and Roston from the Untitled Podcast.
Hey, what's good, y'all? How y'all doing? Today we're gonna be talking about, you know, certain characteristics, some of the other ones that are like, you know, annoying. Everyone has characteristics that make them who they are. You know, there's positive characteristics, you know, there's positive qualities about people, but we'll be talking about the negative ones that get on people's nerves.
True.
My question, which is a unique question that I got last night from a said person, what is one characteristic someone can have that would annoy you? Like, if you were in a room full of people and they all had the same quality, or if, you know what I mean? Like, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I think we spoke on this earlier. I think if everyone had talent and everyone had certain levels of creativity to which, you know, every person was able to produce something and be a part of media, like singing, like if everyone was able to sing.
So if you were in a room full of people that had like extreme talents?
Nobody would be able to like be a superstar. Nobody would be able to be famous, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing can differentiate certain people.
What do you mean?
You don't get me?
Is it frustrating because there's so many people with talent?
Yes, I mean, if you really think about it in reality right now, everyone has a certain craft. Everyone is talented. And that's why it's so hard to become famous nowadays.
Right.
And
it's, okay. All right. Like, people can rap or sing. Like,
yeah.
You know how many people can rap or sing.
But I'm talking in terms of everyone can do everything. It doesn't even have to revolve around, like, media as in, like, singing or rapping and stuff. Like, everybody can make a film. Everybody's like artistic in that sense. Everybody can like play games and be really good at it. Everybody can do everything, bro. And I think that'd just be extremely, extremely frustrating.
But wouldn't that make you want to work harder?
It would, but I think it just oversaturate the market at that point.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. In some cases, like, you know, if I'm sitting in a room, okay, it's like people who do auditions for certain things, it's like you're all actors, but it's like someone's looking for that certain thing.
It's
like
a specific thing.
We're all acting, though. We're all
right.
So it's like, what else can I do that's different? That's the hard thing. You got to think outside the box.
Exactly.
There's certain crafts, and that's what, you know, makes people who they are, and that's how it gets people out there. But it's like there's so much room outside of the box where people just covered all of it, and it's like, what else can you do that's outside of the box?
Exactly.
And it makes you want to work harder and make you want to strive and do all what you got to do, but it's like, it's harder. You feel me? All so right.
I
think I know what you're saying. It's annoying because everyone, you know, taking all the rooms, like, you know.
Exactly.
Jobs and shit, so.
What I'm saying is, okay. What about you?
Me? Mine is completely different. I hate people who, excuse me, hate is a strong word.
Yeah, it is a strong word.
Nah, I strongly dislike people who have some sort of superiority complex or a God complex. Now, okay, he brought this to my attention earlier. He says, oh, no one can have confidence around you. No, confidence is great. Confidence is fine. But it's like overconfidence is the shit that's annoying to me. Like, you know, it's just you're in a room and you're that one guy who wants to be known that's there. You want your presence to be known, but your presence to be known as like, oh, everyone in here is beneath me. And if you're just projecting all that shit onto someone, it's going to get on my nerves, especially if you're doing it to me. Don't talk down to me.
I mean, but I feel like there's a difference between having a superiority complex and wanting or having a drive to be respected by your peers.
That's different. Because you'll do something. In order to get respect, you have to, you know, give respect. Don't be up in here looking at people.
That's very subjective towards, or that's subjective to how people see it. Maybe somebody wasn't raised like that. Maybe somebody was raised as you gotta go get it. You have to make people fear you in order to respect you.
I feel like us as people and us as like, you know, type of quote unquote species that's just, you know, strong with communication. You can actually see that in someone. Oh, I see why he's like this. He has that drive. He's hungry. I see why we're at basketball tryouts. He's looking at me like he's better than me. He's hungry. That's the drive. Whereas
that's through theory. I hope you know.
That's a fear type of thing.
It depends on the person,
no,
really,
I'm
how
saying,
they see
like,
it. But
you can see it. Like, if a person's balling that hard, you can see, oh, this man's hungry.
Of course.
He wants that. And we can see that as humans. We can see that through our, you know, observatory skills. Whereas you see another guy, he's not shit. He isn't shit. He isn't worth shit. Man's just sitting there, oh, man, all these people in here are stupid. All these people in here are annoying. Like, kid, who are you? Who are you? Why are you important? Why are you important? You're not important. Get out of here. That's what I'm talking about. Don't come in here and just, oh, My dad drives a Ford Mustang.
I know a few people like
that. And it's just like, what do you drive? Why does that matter to me?
Now, what type of job do you have? Exactly. Oh, how much do you make? Oh, what do you do when you get home?
I know someone who knows a person who likes to ask about how they're doing, but not for their actual well-being, just to see if they're doing better than them. You get what I'm saying?
Comparing themselves to others.
It's just, man, I make like, what, 15, 25? What you make? Oh, for real? That's only, that's that much? Oh, jeez. Like, get out of here, Rudy. Who are you?
Sounds a little, I'm not gonna say it.
It sounds a little directed. I'm not directing anybody. I just know people like that, too. I just can't stand certain people who just, they gotta be better than everybody. But, like I said, the negative connotation, not in the, I gotta get this, I gotta go get it, I'm hungry.
Me, the way I see it, me, myself, and I, my judgment towards things like that, I just let them be in their own world. I let them stay in their own lane, and I'm going to be in my own lane. What I want to do moving forward, I'm going to try and craft my own, and I'm going to surround myself with people who I think are going to be there for the betterment of my life and the betterment of what I'm doing on the day-to-day basis. And if I'm speaking to you and I don't like you, man, you're going to know. You're going to know, because I won't be around you. I won't surround myself with you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be... Exactly.
All right. Another thing is, I don't like people who can't take jokes. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit.
That's a personality thing.
Yeah, but
we're raised serious.
If I'm sitting at a table and everyone's having a good time laughing, jokes here and there, that one person, you guys are immature. Like, who invited you here? You could leave. You get the hell up out of here. You know how to take.
Are you talking about people that aren't in the friend group or are in the friend group that are like that? Because if it's outside the friend group, that shit's just funny. It's hilarious.
But it's like, get out of here. It makes it even more funny.
Like, who are you, bro?
I've ran into so many people growing up. All right, I'm not a clown unless you know me. I joke around a lot. Yeah. I joke around a lot. You know how many times I've gotten in trouble? Please switch seats with him. Please go sit over there. This guy, he's distracting me. Like, I'm not even doing anything to you. I'm not even playing with you. I don't know you. And it's like, if you can't take a joke, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I know not to joke with you. If I know the type of person you are, it's like, okay, all right, you can't make certain jokes with this person.
I don't know if it's...
If I don't like you, you're just like, you know, shitting on my jokes and shitting on the people around me because we're quote-unquote immature. You can leave.
It's weird because with me, I say certain things and I joke around with different people.
Right.
Like if I'm with you, yeah. I'm a certain way.
Right.
And I think everybody who listens to our podcast can attest to that.
Right.
But if I'm with I'm not going to name any names, but if I'm...
We're not talking about anyone specific, so don't be like, oh, he's thinking about me. He's talking about
yeah.
me. No, we're just,
if I'm in, like, class and I'm surrounded by, you know, a group of people,
right.
I'm not gonna say or act the same way that I do around you. And I think everybody's like that. Everybody's around like that with their best friend, or everybody's around that with, like, acquaintances and stuff like that.
I ran into so many scenarios. You know, all right, I ran into scenarios where you're hanging out with certain people that I'm not, you know, cool with. And we've made jokes, and they looked at me like I'm stupid, where he's the one that said something. And I'm like, all right, and that's the thing. Don't look at me like that.
But then, like, understand it from their perspective. Like, we just have our own inside jokes, so it's a lot funnier.
Doesn't even have to be an inside joke. It doesn't have to be. Something funny can happen right there. Oh, that's sad. Don't laugh at that. He's been hurt.
If somebody were to sneeze around this, that's game over.
I don't know why, but every time it's... We didn't make the inside joke on purpose. There's just been times where we're just quiet. There's tension. It's a basketball game going on. Someone power sneezes across the block. And everyone's just quiet and looking around. Sorry, ear rape warning. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The reason why we're kind of loud is because there's an issue with the freaking audio and we get drowned out. We're so sorry. We're sorry. But point is, like, okay, I understand inside jokes. You're that one person who's like, I don't understand this joke. What's going on? I understand that. And there's people who just sit there like, oh, okay, that's their inside joke. But if every joke we make, that's not funny. And they just look at us like we're stupid. It's like, all right.
Let me pose a question because it might relate to what you're talking about. Maybe they don't like that about people. Maybe that's something they hate, like finding funny things out of
bad
nothing
situation.
Out of yeah or bad situations
okay. Bad situations, I understand. If it's extremely bad, it's not a time for a joke. But there are some people who are so nervous to where that's their natural instinct to lighten the mood. I get that, but I know, all right, it sounds like we're going to contradict ourselves, but it's like, there's a difference between finding funny, like finding jokes in everything. Yeah, there's a fine line. And there's a difference between people who try too hard to be funny and find jokes out of everything. If you're trying too hard, the effort shows and it's not funny. It takes away from the joke.
But I just think that goes down to desperation. I think if someone's desperate to be funny and actually try to like make friends like that, then of course they're going to try hard. Like, why not?
I'm not trying to sound narcissistic. I don't try. But there's times where I just say the simplest shit and someone's laughing their ass off. I'm like, bro, I didn't even say it loud. I said it to myself. Cool, I'm glad you're laughing. Versus a kid who'll make a joke, try to roast. You ever hear like a failed roast? Yeah, you know how embarrassing.
Nobody laughs. It's just dry, and everybody's like, oh, it's cringe.
Ha, 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 ha,
tension in the air.
Then you hear a nigga call.
All right, so I have a question. What type of people don't you like?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
You gotta pick the number one spot, man.
Fuck.
Person, like whether it's them being a narcissist, them being too cocky, them trying too hard, like what is it for you?
See, I can tolerate certain people with shit qualities that are just stupid. People who are just like cringy all the time. People who are like terribly cringy all the time. I can tolerate that, but it's just like it's just a light dap, and I'll be on my way. Versus, you know, people who are too cocky, I can't stand people like that shit. I can't. I can't stand show-offs. I can't stand cockiness, bro. I can't. I'm going to blow up. I can't. But I ran into cocky people on the basketball court. I ran into cocky people where at the skate. Remember we were skating that one time and people were like, yo, you want to play us in the skate?
Yeah.
And they just do the same one trick over and over. What tricks can you do? Like, we just started. What do you expect us to do?
That was a while ago, yeah.
Cocky, and they were showing off in front of the girls. So I'm like, bro, this one's underage. Get out of my face. So, cockiness. I can't stand cockiness. I can't stand it. And I hate when people use the word, oh, I get more girls than you, though. What does that even mean? Try to decrypt that for a second. What does that even mean? I get more girls than you. What does that prove?
Okay. I think for me,
I know what it means in a male standpoint.
Yeah, on a male standpoint. But I just think in general, like, it's having, it's one-upping through superiority and through appealingness to the female gender, in which they're more attracted to me, they're more inclined to talk to me than they are to you.
You ever look like
I broke that down a very formatical way.
It's
not a word.
Formatical. You ever look at a nigga like, you don't get no girls. Stop it.
I don't like to think like that.
It.
I'm just trying to be chill, man.
Look at them and just like, he ugly. He don't get nobody. I only do that when they all hear, bruh. Man, you already know how I be rocking, bro. I got this girl, that girl. I be calling like four girls. Like,
honestly, if you really think about it, man, it's not gonna matter 2 years from now.
It ain't.
It's not gonna matter to you unless you like end up dating one of them and like things actually develop. Which, if you're talking, oh, I got these amount of girls, I highly doubt that. But honestly, it's not gonna matter, bro.
Right.
And the best thing, I think, in high school, the best thing you could do is just stay in your own lane and just focus on yourself. If you do happen to find love or a relationship and you are successful, et cetera, do your thing. Be happy. But when it comes to showing off or trying too hard or doing this, this, and that, like, it's not it, bro. Like, eventually, yeah, it's one of those things.
Once we grow up, it'll be gone, but, like, for the kids younger than us,
yeah, it's a youth thing. It's a youth thing. It's wanting to appeal to, you know, like, oh, like, I got all these followers on Instagram. I got this. Yeah, that shit don't matter. All these people try to find ways to gain power over other people through kind of silly ways when you really think about it.
So would cockiness be under this, like, would that be like a subgenre of tryhards? Would you consider that being a tryhard?
Yeah, definitely. I just think there's a difference between cockiness and confidence, and you can very much identify either or.
Just reading body language, and even if you're terrible at reading body language, you can kind of tell. Or sometimes you'll hit you with the "What's this guy's problem?" and then you try to figure it out. And if you think hard on it, maybe it doesn't matter. But like, you can just kind of tell. Maybe it's a me thing, but I can just kind of tell when people walk around with too much confidence. Like, all right, you need to relax, but you're a little loud right now. You need to chill out. You ain't got nothing to show. Relax. But It also can come from, like, I'm being jealous. And it's
that is
jealousy.
True.
That's not jealousy.
I have a question. How do you feel about people that don't self-respect themselves?
Self-respect themselves. That sounded weird.
Self.
They don't respect themselves.
And what don't sense? That don't respect themselves. There you go. I said that so wrong. Apologies.
In what sense? Like no, okay, like so no morals and shit.
I mean that too. But I'm gonna say that I'm not gonna name drop. I'm not gonna say anybody. But a person will come to me presenting a problem and saying like, oh, like, and. I'll think about it. I'm like, you know, the solution isn't, it's not hard to obtain. Like, it's just the simple things that you can do, like this and that, and you're through with it, right?
Yeah.
And they just go back to the entire problem, didn't fix anything.
People like that who just have to learn the hard
way. Yeah, I know.
And I remember you taught me, and other people too. You can't save everybody.
J. Cole said that too.
All right, J. Cole taught me. But, you know. But, yeah, my bad for the screeching, bro. It's going crazy out here. Glee, right? Glee, skirt, tie. You can't save everybody. And sometimes people do have to learn the hard way. Sometimes people have to actually go through said issue, said scenario to actually figure out, okay, shit. And some people don't even learn after that. Sometimes there's people who will never learn, and sometimes people have to learn the hard way, or sometimes people can just see it before it actually happens. And I've done all three before with different scenarios. I've seen it, stayed away from it, been through it, probably did it again. Fucking, what was the last one I said? Learned it the hard way and just learned my lesson and moved on.
I'm gonna say that no matter what, there will be people who don't necessarily understand it. And that's fine. That's who you separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't put that in this thing of like, you don't respect yourself because you don't learn. It's just you don't learn. You just don't see the reasons. You just don't see it from that side yet. So it's not like self-respect unless you know if you're in this, you know, if you need help, man, like, you know.
To me, it's if you have the intuition to be like, I want to get better. I want to better myself. I want to be happy. But you still are revolving around the problem and you don't want to fix yourself. Like, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's okay. That's the part where you're not respecting yourself. And I'm saying if you're like an abusive relationship, you need help, you're scared or something, always tell somebody you can trust.
That's a different story. That's completely different story.
You know, you're scared. Okay, I get that. But if you know that the guy or the girl you're with is no good, toxic, terrible, cheating on you, treating you bad, you are not, that's, you know, you ain't respecting yourself, you know? And, like, I know it's harder, easier said than done. You know, you got to get up out of there. But you're also scared and you also don't want to lose that person. It's a whole lot of things that account. And we're not turning a blind eye to that. We're not being, you know, biased about, oh, you know, because easier said than done is always the case. But, you know, just self-respect. In that sense, if you know everything's wrong, no, you're not respecting yourself. You're not. But in some cases,
if you know everything is wrong and you choose to neglect it in order to, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the benefit is of that. You're just hurting yourself.
Maybe just some people are, I don't know, they're just wired in a certain way. They don't want to, they're fear, they're in fear, this isn't that, they're angry. Do you have any question you want to pose? Is there anything on your mind you want to talk about?
What about you? What about you?
With what?
Is there anything else, any other type of people that, you know, get on your nerves? Like a certain type of quality about a person, a characteristic, you know, something that they do, but mind you, it can't be something they were born with or born like or just something. It's not a positive quality. Like if I'm saying, oh, this person cares too much, I never believe in that. In certain cases, I never believe in caring too much, unless it's something that doesn't concern you. Yeah, you care a little bit too much about someone else's issue. I believe in that. But a sense of caring for someone or looking out for them, oh, you care too much, get off my back. There's no such thing for that.
Say that in
that's a positive quality.
This has happened to me. I don't know if you could necessarily say this is negative, but it's just being open-minded and, like, being, what's the word? It's not conscientious, but being
aware.
Let me explain it. You might get the word. So, basically, I think to me, when I'm speaking to someone, you know, I'm going to ask them how their day was. I'm going to ask them how they are, if they're okay, like, how's their day, or not their, how their day been, but, like, how they've been recently, if they're happy, if they're not happy, what's going on. Yeah. I'm one of those people who like to know, and I want to help. Like, well, I just generally want to help. There's nothing insightful for me to gain from that. I just want to help. And yeah, I do end up helping, and I give the advice, and yada, yada, yada. And it just revolves around them.
Oh, so they talk about themselves.
Yeah, and it's not something that I'm feeling neglectful or I'm doing this and that, but it's as simple as just a, hey, what about you? How's your day been? That's all it takes.
Yeah, but it's not reciprocated. I know someone else who's like, they were telling me a story about how, you know, someone of their quote unquote close friends were like, you know, they called them and they were like, yo, I can't talk right now. I'm in, like, you know, somewhere, like, or for example, say something happened to me, yeah. And then you call me up and I'm like, yo, I can't talk right now, bro. I'm in ICU. The follow up would be, yo, you good? What's wrong? Yeah. Versus, oh, all right, and just hang up.
All right, good luck, man.
If I was okay,
yeah, good luck, man. I see you.
And there's people like that. It's like, no, nothing's wrong. But at the same time, do you care? Do you care? You could have helped. You could have. I mean, it could have helped to say, hey, you straight.
I just think it ultimately
do forget. And that doesn't make them a bad person. But if it's like, you could kind of tell.
Yeah, the consistency with it. Yeah. I just think it boils down to how much they care about you. And yet, I do understand the fact that some people forget. Some people are too caught up in the moment. Some people are like, it's crazy. The life is crazy. There's a lot going on. That's extremely understandable. But there's a difference. And I see the difference. And I see the sincerity. Sincerity? I don't even know if that's a word. I see people being sincere in certain ways, to which, yeah, I acknowledge, and I'm like, okay, I get them. They care about me. And I'm in a good feeling. Because I'm here to help you. It's not about me, but I'm here to help you. Right. And even if you don't... They say glee, man. Even if you don't feel like, you know, you have to tell me everything, you still decide to, I respect that. And I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then again, like, it's one of those things that, come on, man. I don't know. I don't want to be over demanding with stuff like that, but I'm just respectful in that sense.
I can relate, but I could say I'm overbearing with it, and I don't mean to be. I really don't mean to be. It just, the person I've always been was like, I want to be there for you. I want to help you. I've always been that person, and I don't mean to, like, you know, I don't mean to pry, and it happens sometimes, and I will admit, I don't mean to be like that, you know what I'm saying? But I care that much, and, you know,
I don't want to change topic or shift gears, but this just popped in my mind. I don't understand how dudes can ask for girls' nudes.
Whoa, man.
And ask for sex. Like, it's just so, it's crazy.
It's
to
a
me.
Funny question. Can I have some?
And I think that's also that boils down to self-respect.
No.
And that, I mean, that's self-respect and respecting, you know, females, respecting, like, the other gender.
And me, I love women. You know what I'm saying? I like women. All right, bro. Relax, bro. No, I like them. I look at them besides, you know, as for the, you know, the sexual shit. I look at them for, like, okay, their body's, like, really beautiful. It's all right. I would like if a lot more women were, like, body positive. I would like that because there are some women who have, like, really nice bodies that are really insecure about it. And I get it. I'm like, I promote body positivity. That's why I understand why people are always talking shit about plus size models. Like, they look good. What are you talking about?
Not only with females, but with males as well. Yeah. Like, it's both sides. Yeah. It's all sides. It doesn't really matter.
And it's just like, I don't understand why people want to shit on stuff like that. That doesn't make you any better. But that is also, that's also a form of insecurity. You shit on other people to make yourself feel better. Now, do you respect yourself if you're disrespecting other people? Think about it. If you're disrespecting someone who looks overweight, yes, do you respect yourself?
Because I feel like, no, I don't think you do. Because I feel like at that point, since you're tarnishing that person in order to gain, I guess, what's confidence?
Funny. That's not funny. That's not funny.
What is going on? I feel like that's the wrong way to go about it. And then again, it's the wrong way to ask girls that I guess you don't have ties like that with if you're not dating or anything.
You mean like someone that's not your spouse, just a random girl.
Yeah.
So for like a one-night stand. Okay, if it's
I guess like that, yeah.
Okay. One night stand works like, okay, I guess we know where this is going. So
before anything, I don't wanna shame anybody, anyone listening. I don't wanna shame anyone who has done that in the past. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I just don't understand it from the male perspective. For me being a male, I don't understand how that's even.
If I if you got the balls for that, bro. If I was put in that scenario, I wouldn't sit there and be like, so, you know, it's my birthday. Can I, you know, I can't actually come out and say that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of weird to me. And it's like, you put the girl in a weird situation. Like, she could say no and disrespect you on the way. What the fuck you asking for, nasty ass?
I feel like if a girl says no, she might never look at you the same. She might be like, oh, this guy, all he wants is sex. All he wants is this.
You have to go in there knowing that you're going to lose some shit. Yeah. You're going to lose some shit. Lose some self-respect along the way. But also, if it's just a random girl, I'm texting a girl, hey, you know, like, let's hook up. Let's do some stuff. She tells me no. I'm looked at her in her eyes as a nasty ass creep. And it's just like, hey, man, I didn't lose that. I was just asking. Like, what happened? But self-respect is a big thing, you know. And self-respect, you know, it's a different, you know, like, it's a different web from, like, you know, insecurities and, like, self-love. Self-love is really important. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, if you don't love yourself, how can you love anyone else? Which is really true. It's really, really true. And, you know, I promote body positivity. You know, plus size women, all women, they're beautiful. I don't give a shit. I'm not saying that just for the flex. I love it. You know, women's body is art to me. A dude, now you can keep that in your pants, buddy. But, you know, but hey, if you rock like that, you rock like that.
Moving forward, that's what I mean by I want to differentiate myself with people who are not necessarily like that. Aren't the ones, oh, I had this, and this, you know.
If you don't look specifically like this, or if you rock like this, then you mean, I've never liked people like that.
Exactly.
I've never rocked with people, oh, look at this dude's head, bro. This nigga line up weird.
It's the worst thing when shy guys, or shy people in general, have these type of friends only to say that they're friends with them. Yeah, they aren't actually friends with them. It's like, oh, I got a lot of friends.
That's where you lose self-respect. Were you hanging out with people like this? What did Kanye say? Kanye, shit. He said something along the lines, what did he say? I wouldn't have sex with someone I wouldn't want to be.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah. Relate that to the same thing. Why hang out with people that you wouldn't want to be?
Also said, name one genius that ain't crazy.
But he said a lot of things. And like, relate that to, like, I'm not going to hang out with people who don't. I think that's why people, like, separate after high school. Because it's like, that ain't my homie no more.
That's,
like,
why you come out with one or two, maybe three friends.
Because from the jump, they've always had the same creative ideas or same drive to get to where they want to go, working harder to get where they want to go. And, you know, I'm not saying people aren't driven. I can come off as lazy sometimes instead of driven. But my work ethic is weird. It's unorthodox. Some people see it as, oh, what are you actually doing? Like, you just don't see what I'm doing, but I'm doing stuff. Don't worry about it. It'll show. But, you know, if you can't respect yourself to get out of a bad situation, especially when you're with friends that just bully people to make themselves look good. Like, I've seen people hang out with, like, quote unquote, the bad kids that are just bullying niggas. And you're just sitting there with that thought of, like, what am I doing? But they don't get out of it. They want to fit in. But it's either that, rock with people, eat lunch with people every day, or rock by yourself and feel more lonely than you actually do. So people will go lengths to actually be accepted. People will go lengths to do things to be, you know, accepted and wanted around. But mind you, if you're losing yourself in that sense, you lost it all. That's it.
Skirt,
and
tie.
That concludes the monologue of Rosten. That is his. What is it again? The fucking.
What?
It's not the TD shit. Biggest brain fart right now.
We got
gas. They're TED Talk. There you go. That's his TED Talk.
People say that shit too. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. You didn't even say anything important. Get out of here, bro.
You're talking about something important right now, though.
So this is a TED Talk, but I hate when people are like, if you go to drive-thrus and you don't have your money or card ready, and you got to get out of your car to pay for it, don't go to drive-thru. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Get out of here.
Cringe.
Get out.
Cringe.
People are extreme. Cringy people, man. I just can't. You know, my nerves, bro.
He said,
funky dog head bitch. He was talking about Gail Kim because of what Gail she said. King, Gail Kim, King. Yeah, King.
Dog head bitch.
Punk motherfucker.
I don't like when people do shit for the flex either. Don't get me started.
We were talking about this earlier.
Don't get me started. This is an ongoing thing. Don't get me started. I've heard of people who've went. You remember when Endgame was out? Everybody had to see that shit. People went, like, what, 6, 7, 8 times. It's my 8th time, bro. Like, why? What are you doing? Just to say that you did it? You remember G35? He said, because we went and did a lot of shit just so we could say that we did it. A lot of people do that with how it is now.
Aside from that, this is very ironic, but I woke up listening, or I woke up thinking about trophies and what Drake said. He said, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, that I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people.
And then I had no words for that.
I was thinking about those bars. And it's so like, I can relate to that.
Drake and Future haven't been good since
20. That's not real.
That's not true.
That's not real.
Well, Mask Off and all the... Bro, he got bangers. Future, best trap rapper. If you...
Together, but Life Is Good is really good, man. I don't care.
I didn't... The Baby didn't need to be in it. Lil Baby or The Baby didn't need to be in that. But what are some of the things that you see people do for the flex just to say that they did it so they have some sort of credibility?
I've seen people be extremely materialistic and be like, yeah, I spent like $500 on that. Yeah, it's at home. This isn't that. Show me pictures. I'm like, oh, cool. Whatever.
I wouldn't spend that much on anything unless it was beneficial towards me. Beneficial towards me personally. Like, if I buy like a whole PC setup and shit, yeah, that's beneficial to me. That's me. That's me.
And that ultimately boils down to the person.
But I'm meaning like, I'm not dropping $500 on a pair of shoes I'm going to wear one time and not scuff or crease.
Just to resell them for $100 more and say I profiteered off of that.
Never me. I'm cool with just spending like $5 on a t-shirt, $20 on a t-shirt.
That's true.
I'm cool with that. Deku, My Hero Academia.
If it looks good on me, jeez. Who cares about the brand?
But if it's like over 100, now you can keep that. You can keep that.
All right. For the people out there who have known me for a while, you know I used to rock Tommy. Yeah, we know this. Materialistic. Tommy this, Tommy that. Shirt, pants, underwear, socks, fucking lanyard, whatever. Yeah, I get it. I've never believed that those type of things made you a better person or made you even gave you power over anybody else. I just had it, and I'd work to school, and you know, that was it. People would see it, and they'd be like, oh, they appreciate it, I guess, to their own sense, whatever. If you walk in with a Nike hoodie, and it's fire, and be like, oh, is he? That's cool. Walk in with almost the same hoodie, it's all black or whatever. No designs on it, of course. Nothing that, yeah, and it looks good on you. You're rocking it with the fit. Nobody's gonna say anything.
People used to always. All right, here's how I was noticed. Pokemon hoodie, iconic. Only shit that I had. Other.
Think yeah, icon.
People over. Do you have any other hoodies? Like, Nick, I just wore like a gray one, a blue one. I didn't see that. But bro, I was known for a Pokemon hoodie, and the thing is, I've had my own style. I've never tried to copy anybody. I'd pull up with some of the weirdest.
He had his own drip.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I'm not saying I put anyone on the wave, because, no, I didn't start a wave. But, like, I've always dressed so simple, but yet it looked right. And it's like, I've always been that, even growing up. I've never wanted to wear LeBrons when they were hot. I never wanted to wear Roshis when they were hot, Air Maxes when they were hot.
When I was in middle school, I was like that. I'll say that. When I was in middle school,
I was never like that. Still now.
You realize that in high school, that shit's dead. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I got to high school, nobody cared if you were wearing Jordans or not, bro.
It's just like clowns, legit clowns. Like, red book bag, orange hoodie, yellow pants. I hate niggas with white jeans. Get that out of my face, bro. White jeans. White jeans. Wearing those shits to a cookout, bro. But it's just like, what? Sperry's. What is that? What is that? Red book bag, orange hoodie, what? White jeans and Sperry's.
Blue bandana on it. You got a color wheel on you, bro. You
got a colorful belt and your drawers hanging out, bro. No lie, bro. I've seen people with the same underwear, like the same design underwear I had before, and I'm like, what? What is that? I don't like that shit. It bothers me a little bit. But
is there any other characteristics that you want to point out before we might put a cap on this?
People who use certain slang that sound nasty saying it just for credibility too. I don't like a lot of people for a lot of things. Not naming anybody here. I couldn't think of many people here.
It's just, honestly, I just think we're thinking in the sense of like just in general.
just experiences we've had, yeah, not with a specific person, but like we've just, ooh, sat through. Like,
if you're preaching feminism, ooh, or any of that equal rights, but you're not making any sense or you have no logic behind it, get out of here with that. You're preaching nonsense.
Wait, library.
So, say we just eating like lunch, right? And like, yo, hey, bro, you gonna finish that? You're like, nah, you know, throw it away. And then there's an actual kid. These kids are starving in Africa. I understand that's a general issue. And then he started preaching about it. And it's like, bro, why? You know, that's not, it's not, come on, man. I don't like people who try to promote, feminism is an already annoying thing. Equal rights for women. That's what I believe. Equal rights. Whatever. Equal rights. There's none of that. We don't need men anymore. They could stay at home and take care of the kids. There's none of that. Because that's not feminism. That's not feminism, actually. That's like trying to flip roles to make women superior. And you're passing it off as feminism. You're using an excuse.
There are men that are like that as well. Yeah. That have male superiority. Yeah. I think that's what... That's
them trying to reverse the effect of that.
That's sexism. But I just like when people try to preach about
sexism.
About it. People preach the wrong shit and they try to pass it off as something else. Don't get me started about that. A lot of people don't know shit about the Black Lives Matter movement or just the Black Lives thing in general, but they still try to preach it. They still try to preach, but they don't know shit about it. Oh, all lives matter. Yes, they do. But do you understand why Black Lives Matter was started? Do you understand? No, you don't? All right, be quiet. Don't talk about it. Other things. How you feel about the blandest kid, the most generic kid out of nowhere, wearing the newest shoes, sagging the baggiest jeans? This isn't his style, mind you, and he's out here saying things with the newest slang out here. Just tripping.
If that's him, if that's someone,
weird. I don't really like that, because that's not you. You're not
honest, me to myself, I'm gonna be like, bro, you do you, man.
I ain't
crossed your lanes. I'm not doing anything, man.
But that also fits in with that. But we're not knocking you for it. Not knocking you, but it's like if I know you, and you out here tripping. Yeah, you, bro. I don't want to get into it. The N word is already a thing. Everyone, I don't really want to get into it. A lot of people say it. A lot of people
We say it for joking purposes. Yes. We don't say it like actually as a derogatory term, unless like I'm in a heated situation. I'll slip it once or twice. I'm angry,
but we never use it derogatory. Versus the people who I've heard people say the N word like 14 times in a sentence. Yeah, I've heard people say it for no reason, and the reason why they do it is because it's a common word. It's a common word, but it's like, you know, not to throw any race or anything on it, but like, if you're like, say, the whitest kid, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, rich parents, excuse me, nigga. Like, hey, you have no business saying that. You have no business saying that. You know, you say what you want, but I'm not going to get mad unless you say it to me and try to disrespect me. That's when I get mad. Like, be quiet. That word doesn't bother me. It's just a word. But don't come at me hostility trying to hurt me with a word like that. For one, if you already shouldn't be saying it, I'm not here to tell you, you know, what you can and cannot say. But don't say it to me trying to disrespect me, especially when you're not even of the same race. Because, like, what are you doing? You're looking stupid. You're looking pretty stupid. But other than that, you know, I just don't like people in general. I just don't.
This man's an asshole.
All right, bro. All right. Yeah, all right.
I think with that,
a lot of narcissists. I don't have a superior complex.
We spoke on a lot, and we just want to say that we didn't mean, if you feel offended in any way by the end of this episode, we did not mean in any way to have
and realize what you are. No, I'm kidding.
I'm also going crazy.
I'm kidding.
But with that, we just want to say we respect and we love everyone, and we just want everybody to be happy. Yeah, but to have acknowledgement of what you're doing, with your actions, with your own self-being.
If you actually listen to the beginning, it's jokes. If you can't take a joke, if you turn it off 15 minutes in, oh, these guys are insensitive and rude. All right, you can't take a joke. Don't come back.
We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Yeah. Talking about this.
Relax.
And with that...
Yes, sir.
We hope you have a wonderful time listening to this, and we hope that you guys have a very, very nice Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we just enjoy it, man. Happy holidays and all this stuff. Spend it with loved ones. Hold your loved ones close. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Yeah, cool.
Thanks, guys.